piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, we went to the market Saturday. I hope you all went to the market, no matter where you are. We went to the market here in Missoula, but there's markets in practically every town these days. It's an invaluable thing.
It's amazing how much is actually in the markets these days. I mean, this is very early in the season, but all kinds of wonderful greens and beets and scallions. I actually found one grower doing white asparagus, which is really quite remarkable.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that.
There's one guy doing it.
Oh. Lots of other stuff. I'd say, though, we were intent upon the greens, were we not?
Yes. I love greens. The fact that they're such a harbinger of spring, for one thing, but they all taste so great. They all have such individual tastes, and they have wonderful textures. I'm particularly fond of the early season spinach. They have big leaves, fairly broad stems, but they're very tender stems. I don't feel the need to destem these leaves. Not a fan of baby spinach in supermarkets. I can't really cook that down. They're very insubstantial. They cook down to mush. But these big spinach leaves, they make a wonderful stir fry. You can also cook them down and put them into a spinach pie. You can cook them down, squeeze out the excess water, mix them with some ricotta cheese, and make a stuffing for ravioli, for example. And then you have your various greens that are tops of other plants as well.
Yeah, that's what I was focusing on. I was looking for plants like radishes, beets, that also have edible greens. Mm-hmm. Beets particularly, I found several varieties of wonderful looking beets. So many radishes, of course, mustard greens and kales, different kinds of bok choy. I see the bok choy is fantastic right now.
Great to cut it up, stir fry with sesame oil, chilies. And you can always add a touch of oyster sauce. I think that makes a really delicious stir fry for bok choy. Chard. I forgot to mention chard. One of my favorites, especially the ones with the multicolored ribs, rainbow chard. What I like to do with the ribs, I will take the ribs off the leaves, chop the ribs, and then I'll do a sauté. I like them to stay a little bit crunchy. And then I'll do a very quick stir fry with the leaves and then combine the two and you have a lovely side dish. You can also make a gratin. Charred gratin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, with some milk and cheese and bake it.
But we're already some new potatoes.
And carrots.
Very small. Plenty of herbs and spices. Lots of plants that you can get and transplant readily into your garden. If you haven't started your garden already, there's a huge variety. A lot of eggs.
I was really thrilled to see that. These eggs, of course, are going to be quite fresh. I'm never disappointed with a farmer's market egg.
You can get duck eggs, too.
Yeah. You can get duck eggs, and a duck egg makes a lovely omelet. One duck egg is certainly enough for one person. Beat it up with a fork, a bit of salt and pepper, a little bit of water to help thin it, and then make an omelet, and you can fill it with vegetables. Take some of the greens that you buy at the market, cook them down, and then use that as a filling. And then also the wild mushrooms.
Quite a few wild mushrooms. I was interested in the beets. I found some golden beets. Very tiny. They'll get larger later on. Also, of course, the usual red ones. But I was really taken with the golden beets. See, I took them home, and what I did was I cut off the tops. Then I took the beet itself. They were very small, as I say. I parboiled them fairly quickly and then sautéed them, sliced. Uh-huh. In the meantime, I had steamed the tops, which were wonderful, billowy tops, and chopped those up and put them in that same sauté, sautéed them together. To me, the idea of eating the beets with their own greens was a very good prospect. It really paid off. They were delicious.
It paid off.
The whole process was quite good. There's also some good red-veined kale, which I thought was really good. It was very tender compared to most kale.
I also like sorrel. It's a very tart green. Yep. I love making salmon in sorrel sauce. There's also sorrel soup that you can make, which is lovely and tart.
So there's plenty for you at the market. And after you go to the market, come home and you start preparing these things. And the next day, you'll be able to tune in to
The Food Guys. Guys.
Breakfast.